The new movie Quiz Show, directed by Robert Redford, is based on a real scandal. In 1958, a former contestant revealed that the TV game show 21 was rigged. Winning players were being supplied with answers to questions asked them on the show. The film is based on a memoir by Richard Goodwin, a congressional investigator who exposed the scandal. Critic Kevin Whitehead says, Quiz Show is a good film, but not a great one.
Robert Redford says the Quiz Show scandals of the 1950s marked the end of a period of innocence in our social history. Well, yes, but of course we Americans are always losing our innocence. Think of 1963, 1968, Watergate, Vietnam, the Challenger disaster, the cancellation of the World Series. To lose our innocence over and over, we have to be a little oblivious, have to be the mark who's eager for the con. That's a big part of what Redford's Quiz Show is about. It's not that TV's corruption was exposed, but that exposure didn't make much difference in the long run. When crooked contestant and upper-class charmer Charlie Van Doren finally confesses to a congressional committee, the senators compliment him on his fearless honesty. The best thing about this elaborate period piece and morality play is the fine sense of social distinction and class antagonism screenwriter Paul Attanasio brings out. At the bottom of the social heap is John Turturro's Herb Stemple, a Jewish guy from Queens who's riding high on TV's Quiz Show 21 until he's swept aside when Van Doren shows up. Somewhere above Herb is Harvard-educated Jew Dick Goodwin, the dogged congressional investigator played by a cigar-chomping Rob Morrow. He talks like some lost Kennedy brother raised down by the bus terminal. Goodwin's class resentments are fueled by his low government pay. Above him is college prof Charlie Van Doren, a Connecticut WASP played by Rafe Fiennes of Schindler's List. Charlie's smooth and ingratiating, but he has no trouble keeping Goodwin in his place, even as the investigator closes in.
What is this? It's still that business with Stemple. Dan says he's not the most reliable fellow.
Well, there's a problem, Charlie. I found another contestant, a man named James Snodgrass, and he says he got the answers, too.
You sure these people are telling the truth?
He put all the questions in a sealed envelope and sent them to himself registered mail. That was 2 days before he appeared on the show.
Doesn't prove anything.
Hey, you don't have to be a genius to connect the dots.
Well, don't connect them through me.
Hey, don't treat me like I'm some member of your damn fan club. Are you telling me everybody got the answers but you?
You're so persistent, Dick. You know, I really envy that.
Was it just the money, Charlie?
You'll forgive me, but anyone who thinks money is ever just money couldn't have much of it.
Quiz Show does make you feel for Charlie. It makes the temptations of fame and money palpable. But he's a little less classy than his father, the poet Mark Van Doren, played by Paul Scofield, who has Thomas Merton over to the house for a birthday party. Unlike some exposés of large-scale corruption, Quiz Show names real names, including 21's network, NBC, and the show's sponsor, Geritol. But in other ways, the movie romanticizes the scandal. Visually, the 1950s decor seems closer to the 1870s of Scorsese's Age of Innocence than to our time, especially when we visit the Van Doren's New England estate. By the way, Scorsese himself does one of his entertaining on-camera turns as Geritol's shifty frontman. Some unconscious class distinctions may creep in, too. Turturro's whining Herb Stemple comes off as less sympathetic than his WASP rival, especially since Van Doren is played by a classy British actor. If Redford seems a little too impressed by money, rich as he is, that does give Quiz Show one curious mark of distinction. Too many Hollywood movies are homages to innocence made by cynics. You might look at Quiz Show as an exposé of cynicism made by an innocent.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz and film critic living in Brooklyn.